Holly Rubin is a psychotherapist and body image specialist. Good morning to you. I suppose the first question is why we like to buy expensive makeup.
It's a really good question. I think buying expensive makeup gives us the feeling that all the feelings that the advertising companies are trying to make us feel. So give us the idea that we're important, that we deserve it, that we are not beautiful unless we purchase these things and unless we buy them. So it really is working on the psychology behind how
it's
we feel.
Because it's often the packaging, isn't it, that we actually love?
Yes, it is. It is the packaging and how beautiful it looks and how exciting it is to unwrap the products that they come in.
And I suppose the other concern people might have is that if it is wrapped well, you're not seeing inside it. If it looks okay, we all like a bargain. And human nature being what it is, we think we're stealing a march on these expensive producers. Actually, we're not going to be able to double check this stuff.
That's it. That's right. And again, there's a trust, right, that the public has in these labels that they're already familiar with. So these brands that they know are they're trusting them, and they believe that what they say they are.
And, of course, we've seen in the papers, for example, there's a woman in one of the papers today whose face swelled to twice its normal size after she was given some makeup that was not. It normally costs about 150 quid for this makeup bag. Her friend bought it for 40 quid from a colleague who'd got a job lot online. And the point is, it looked right.
Right, exactly. So there's that misconception of buying into this idea that we are being sold products that are not necessarily, that again, are not necessarily what they say they are. But this has been going on for ages. It's not new. There have always been allergic reactions to things, and there, you know, people do have sensitive skin and do need to buy products that are appropriate for their skin. But this is a much deeper issue and a much bigger problem.
Thank you for joining us. Holly Rubin there, a psychotherapist and body image specialist, talking to BBC London 94.9. It's The Breakfast Show, and it's now 8.